Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Design Queen podcast. This is the most casual nonsense podcast you will ever listen to, but it is filled with amazing ways to grow your Instagram and sell out your business and be the CEO bitch you know you are, okay? If you love what you're hearing, you can check me out on Instagram at the Design Queen, Q-W-E-E-N, for more good tips. Let's dive into this podcast, honey. Good morning, everyone. I was just leaving my checkup after having a baby, and it just reminded me to do this podcast because I just had this thought in my head of literally everything I learned from being a mom and how it has helped my business. And I'm coming to you live from the car, and it's raining out, so if you're hearing like a bunch of random schniz, it is my windshield wipers, and my baby is napping. If he wakes up, then if you're wondering why this is gonna like cut out, it's probably because he's friggin' screaming his head off. But he's being a good little angel right now, right? Yes. So, everything I learned so far in my 3 months that has just been so true to running a business, it's like crazy. I think that like women just go through so much, like just being pregnant. I honestly was not really a fan of being pregnant. Like, I loved the idea. I loved like knowing that there was like a baby inside of me. I thought it was like the most magical thing at first, and then it's just so uncomfortable, and I am like so impatient. I'm kind of a person that needs it to happen right now, and I didn't even like think about this, but it teaches you that stuff does not come right away. Like, I had to wait 9 months for this magical freaking creature to be made inside of me. Like, he's so perfect and he's so beautiful. And if it would have happened any sooner, you know, he wouldn't have been this amazing little boy. And I think that you can kind of, like, it takes a long time for something so perfect to happen. And I just freaking pulled that one out of my butt. But really, I feel like that is now like my number one way that this is like most like having a business. My God, look at me go. But yeah, just like you have to wait so freaking long. And I just kept saying like, I want him to come. And I'm like so selfish, like, no, I don't want him to come yet. Like, he needs another couple weeks. He needs another week. He needs this. And then I hit like 37 weeks and I was like, oh my God, he had long enough freaking time. Like, he needs to come out right now. And then I just kept saying, please, and let me go into labor. And I freaking walked around the block, and my ass went into labor because I do not exercise. It was so funny. They were, like, asking me questions when I went in to have the baby. And they're like, oh, like, how many times a week do you exercise for 30 minutes or more? And Miles, my fiance, he's like, she doesn't. She walked around the block once, and she went into labor. So, yeah. I feel like I'm going to get going to the gym, hopefully, like, because if I join like this nice gym that's around the block for me, it's like kind of expensive, but they have childcare. And I was like, that's so crazy to like pay that much money to go to this gym. But I'm like, what would I be paying someone to watch him? Like, I'm like, you're gonna find me like hiding in the bathroom stall eating freaking Cheetos just so that they can watch the baby. Like, I'm not even gonna be working out. It's just gonna be like free daycare. Well, not free, but I do like to go to Pilates classes. I like Pilates. I was doing prenatal yoga when I first had him, I was like, I'm gonna be like bougie and do this and be like so in tune with myself and my baby. And then it was like really hard. Like, I could not even like lift myself. Like, I was out of breath, and I was like, holy crap, like, this is just bringing me down, making me feel worse because I cannot even do yoga. I was like really big, like not like fat big, but like I had a huge belly. My baby was almost 8 pounds. So like my belly was so big, and like I'm not a big person, so it just looked even bigger. It was like, looked so fake on me. It was like this huge, not, I was gonna say a basketball, but like 5 basketballs coming out of me. Like, people just kept saying, oh my God. And I was like, yeah, bitch, I know. I feel like I've gotten off on a tangent, and this podcast now should be about the horrors of pregnancy and the perks of birth control. That's why I just went to go get this appointment, because I got an IUD. So I was like, not ready to have another baby yet. I'm thinking like maybe another year or two. Like I want them to be 2 years apart. So I think that's a good age gap. Let me know between you guys and your siblings. And if you like that age gap. Me and my brother are 2 years apart, but we're 3 years in school because he missed the cutoff. Which, where I'm from, the cutoff is like December. So he was born in December. So they push you back another year so that you're like closer in age to people in your grade. I don't know. It's some dumb shit. But anyway, you go through so much intense pain. Like, literally, it just leads up. Pain, 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 pain. Until, like, you're at your freaking breaking point. And you're like, oh my god, this is the most excruciating pain I've ever felt in my entire life. I can't make it anymore. Like, drug me up. Like, I can't. I'm so scared. Like, I can't even, like, do drugs. Like, I don't even like to take Tylenol. I like to do, like, nothing in my body. And, like, I was so nervous to get an epidural. And, like, I made it to, like, almost delivering him. Like, he's about to come out. And I'm like, give me the fucking drugs. Like, that's literally, like, every single person's story of giving birth. Like, I don't care if you're the sweetest, most innocent little child. You're gonna... There's a cop. And he's gonna pull me over because this is New York. And you can't talk on the phone. I'm gonna be like, sir, I am filming a podcast for my listeners. They need to know about birth. They need to know about birth. Okay. Sorry, I put my phone down because... I guess not trying to get a ticket. Not trying to get a ticket for you people. Love you guys, but we are not out here for that. Just trying to share the horrors of birth to help people start a business, right? So, you go through this, like, long journey of pain, and then it leads up to the most excruciating pain, and then all of a sudden, in, like, the blink of an eye, it just, like, dissipates, and it's the most magical, beautiful moment of your life. And it's the craziest thing that I've ever gone through, because you're literally, like, time is like irrelevant. Like, you have no clue how much time. Like, you're in labor for like 5 hours. Like, you don't even know. Like, I couldn't tell you if it was like 20 minutes, like 5 hours, like 10 hours. Like, I think I was only at the hospital for a couple hours. But time, like, goes out the freaking window. And then, like, I want to say I was in excruciating pain for like 2 minutes, like, where I was like actually screaming. And then it just all of a sudden turns off. And it's like the most amazing experience of your life, and you get so much adrenaline, and then, like, you have a baby, and you have this beautiful thing. And that's, like, you go through all these, like, all this turmoil and, like, pain of, like, trying to start a business and failing, and trying to start another business and failing, or coming up with an idea and then saying, like, who the hell am I to think that I can do this idea, or, like, I'm not good enough, or I don't have enough followers or enough money to do this business. And, like, it's just pain, pain, stress, stress. Like, if you look at it that way, like, some people are just negative, but even if you're the most positive person, it can be so, like, painful. Like, I was watching this like Elon Musk, he's out of his damn mind, but, like, he is a genius. I was watching one of his YouTube things. Like, I'm not recommending this because he's just really out there. Like, if you like listening to me, you'll probably be like, he's just really crazy. But he was like, oh yeah, he always quotes, like, no matter what interview, I feel like if you watch him, he, like, says this quote, and it's not even his. Like, he always says, my friend, blah, 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 says starting a business is like staring into the abyss and, like, chewing glass. Like, it is painful, and it's, like, a struggle, and it's, like, staring, I guess, into the sun and trying to chew glass. So, no, this is not real. This is a very discouraging post to comparing business to chewing glass and to giving birth. But the point is that, like, then this magical freaking thing happens, and you have, like, no clue when it's going to happen or how much longer there is to go. Like, at any point, I could have popped a freaking baby out, and then it could have been over with. You know, like, I just needed to like, you got to push yourself. You got to really push. I'm cracking myself up. You have to really push, and then you'll have a business. Push yourself. So funny. But yeah, it just could come at any moment, and you don't know, like, if you're failing, like, how close you are, or if, like, you're talking yourself out of it and talking yourself down, like, you're not good enough. Like, at any moment, you could birth this amazing, magical business, and then it can just rapidly grow from there, like a child. Like, you're literally nurturing a child when you're trying to start a business. It's like you're taking it from nothing, like this idea out of the blue, and you're growing it, and it takes a long time. Like, it's not just going to be 1 month and done. Like, think how long it takes to make a beautiful child. Like, it takes 9 months, like, to make life. So if it takes 9 months to make a life, like, it's going to take a little while to make this magical business that's just going to be full of abundance and pulling money in for you. Like, you might be able to start your business sooner, but, like, you need to give it that time to, that was an undercover cop. They are out today. Something's happening. They are just out and about. I knew it was an undercover cop because it was a sketchy old car. It looked like an old man car and had like a big ass antenna on it. And they're coming for me. Oh no, my baby's crying. So then you get this baby and it's like you have this thing that you literally can never put down. You can never put it down. Ever. Like, you could put it down for, like, 20 minutes. But those 20 minutes you put it down, you're staring at it to make sure it's okay. Or you're watching it in a monitor. Or you're listening for it. And it's literally like that for the rest of your life. And that's like starting a business. It's like no matter what you do, like, during your free time. Like, if you work for yourself, it's like, yeah, I'm out getting my nails done right now. But, like, at the same time, like, I'm planning stuff in my head for posts that I have to do. I'm, like, answering emails, like I'm doing this, like I'm on the phone with a client. It's like it's different and so much more amazing and so much better than like working somewhere for a 9-to-5 where you're doing shit for other people that you don't want to do. It's like you're doing your own life, but it's like you have this entity that you can never put down now. It's just like it's part of you and it's like part of your phone. Like I feel like for me, my business is my phone and my computer because I design like everything on my computer basically. Unless it's like fun graphics, I usually make those on my phone, or drawings, my little drawings. Totally make those on my phone. So, just like a little insight, a little secret. Totally make them on my phone. But it's like you have this thing that you're always nurturing now. And even when you put it down for like a rest, like if you go on vacation and take a nap, like you're still like thinking about it. And like if you get someone else to watch it, you're still thinking about it. And like wondering if it's doing okay and wondering if it's doing like this. And it's like having another child, and just like the perks and the benefits and the risks and the worries are just like having a child. Like I'm like, oh my god, like having him made me realize like this is what the trials and tribulations of having a business. And it's just so freaking crazy how much excitement it can bring you and how much reward it can bring you. But at the same time, like, if you're just sitting there like, I'm never going to be able to do this and blah, 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 you're just going to be bringing yourself down and bringing yourself down, and you're not going to be like going toward that end goal of having this like amazing, fulfilling, rewarding business. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he's stirring. Oh my goodness. What else has having a baby made me realize that it's just like having a business? And then I learned. Let's see. I totally like did think about this stuff and like prepared it, but now I'm in the car and I was leaving my appointment and I'm like, I'm just gonna film this because I feel like this is a great use of my time. Oh yes, finding time. Now I literally have to work in pockets. I say like I have to find my pocket, and that is just when he's napping or like when I'm driving in the car. And it's just like filling my schedule full of like time where I can be there for my business, be there for my clients, be there for my baby, be there for myself, which is an important one. Always be there for yourself. I read this thing one time and it was like, I literally schedule time, like appointments with myself on my calendar. I'm not a calendar person. Otherwise, I would totally be like every day would be Dana time. I just, I'm not a scheduler. I really love to go out and buy agendas and buy office supplies. Like, I could sit in, like, Target all day and buy a million office supplies and, like, order agendas on Amazon and literally watch, like, YouTube videos. If you've never seen people do, like planners and, like, bullet journals on YouTube, it's the craziest thing. And they draw all this stuff and I get so inspired. I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna agenda everything and I'm gonna write all this stuff, and like it never happens. And then I get so worried that it's like not gonna look nice and like my handwriting's gonna ruin it, and then I just like don't agenda, or like I'll miss a day and I'll be like, ah, fuck, and then I feel like it's ruined. And now I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, scheduling time for yourself. So she would like schedule in like, oh, self-care, I don't know, meditation, whatever she did. She would put it in her like calendar, and she was like, you can never miss an appointment with yourself. Like, if there is one appointment you can't miss, it's the one with yourself. And I was like, yes, like, you can call off, like, you shouldn't, but like, if you do call off things with clients, like, you'll get another one, or like, there'll always be another client, there'll always be another doctor's appointment or something. But like, if you keep canceling your appointments with yourself, like, it's gonna take a toll on you, and you're gonna get tired AF. And that's just like being a mom. Like, if you don't give yourself self-care, like, if I don't take a really long shower, like, once a week for like 20 minutes where I just like hide in there and I can't hear anything, and like someone else is watching the baby and I don't have to worry, like, that's the only time I feel like I don't have to worry about watching the baby, if someone else is watching him and I'm in the shower, because I can't run out to the other room and like listen for him, or like run out and check, because like if I just try to like go in my room and like nap or work on my computer, I'm like peeking out, or like, what are they doing, or like, I don't know, I'm just very attached to him, probably because he's still so young and is my first baby. But if I'm like in that shower, I'm like, yes, that's my time. So if I canceled that, I would be a mess. And like, I've been trying to go get my nails done every 2 weeks, redo my gel and stuff, but I missed. I had the worst gel. I don't know if you saw my Instagram story, but I was literally, they look disgusting. They were so gross. They turned brown. Never going to this place again. So never cancel an appointment with yourself, because that's time that you're not going to get back, and you're only cheating yourself. I used to hate, like, that's like such a gym teacher thing. You're only cheating yourself. You're like, yes, because I'm not running this freaking pacer. Did you guys run the pacer? It was like, it was like beep, and then you had to run to the other side of the gym and like run all the way back before the next beep. I saw a thing, it was either on the news or like an article, and it was like, this state makes the pacer illegal because it's like a form of like child cruelty and punishment. And I was like, oh my god, yes, 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 so same, so yes, like, yes. And they were like, I don't know, I guess someone sued them, like, that they, like, a parent showed up and was like, this is what you guys fucking do at gym? Like, I thought you guys hula hooped and played basketball. Like, you're making my children run back and forth to beep, or they're like, don't make it to the other side and get, like, whistled and, like, I have to sit out. Like, are you kidding me? Like, this is, someone thought this was a good use of our taxpayer dollars and, like, sued them. And then, like, the courts were like, yeah, this is child punishment. So if you guys are in the pacer, tell everyone you know. And let's get a class A action lawsuit going. So, no. It wasn't that bad. But, like, if you think about it, that's so fucked. It really is. I just got on such a tangent. I used to be able to, like, get on these crazy tangents. And then, like, I was, like, a person with, like, a great memory. Like, that's why I think I was so good at school. Because I could just memorize my notes, like, 10 seconds before the test. And then take the test and, like, never need to learn anything. I have no more memory. I can't even tell you what we were talking about before I just started talking about that pacer. I got so into it. I got really too deep into that. Oh my god. So, having a freaking baby, so magical. Love him to pieces. Can't put him down. Self-care, yes, showering. How did I get from the shower to the pacer? Oh, it was a gym teachery thing to say. What was a gym teachery thing to say? Something was. See, I can kind of backtrack. But that's another thing. It's like, you just, like, becoming a mom, my brain is, like, mush. Like, I have too much going on now. I probably should, like, get an agenda. Hello, my name is Lionessa. Who are these people? From my insurance company. Yeah, sure. Sure you are. I hate solicitors. I get them all the damn time. Which is like, if you're using automated messaging for your business, like, I follow people sometimes. I think they're so cool. I'll like their stuff. And then I'll get like a Instagram DM. And I'm like, oh my god, they're DMing me. Like, maybe they want to work with me or have something to say. And it's like an automated message. I get so pissed. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, this is what you're spending your money and your time on, like, buying these automated messages that are going to send the same message to everyone. It's like, hello, and, like, I know it's an automated message because it doesn't say, like, hi, Dan. It says, like, hello, at the Design Queen. Please check out my new 50-minute seminar on, and I'm like, dude, you could have just, like, messaged me and been like, hey, like, love your page, like, blah, 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 and, like, by the way, I see that you, like, do business courses. I also do a seminar, like, if you want to check it out here, and I would probably clicked on it, but now I'm just pissed, and I'm just like, oh my god, this is what you're sending me. So if you come across, like, a freaking solicitor, people are gonna know. Like, people know when you're using, like, a freaking bot to, like all their pictures and comment. Like, I think it's, like, the craziest thing, because sometimes people post, like, sorry, I'm trying to get this car seat out of the car. It's very hard. People will post pictures that are, like, sometimes they're serious, or, like, they're talking about something that was, like, a struggle for them. And then it's, like, these people have these, like, bots that, like, comment, like, fire on everything. It's, like, that probably shouldn't have went out on this post. I was listening to someone's podcast, and they were talking about how embarrassing it was that that happened to them, and it was like a post about losing someone or something, and they were like, oh my god, and then they never did it again. I think it was like Snooki and Joey, I want to say. If you guys don't watch that podcast, it's so freaking funny. It's called It's Happening with Snooki and Joey, and it's Snooki from Jersey Shore and her best friend Joey, and oh my god, if I could be on one podcast, I want to be on their podcast. Shout out, Joey Camasta. Love you. Please put me on your podcast. Or you can come on mine. And we can talk about how you just are famous now. Oh, he's totally verified. Took a while, but he's totally verified. Maybe we can get on that journey about how he got verified on Twitter. But, oh, they're so funny. And I think it was him that was talking about, like, using a bot to comment on people's things, and then it commented, like, something like fire post or something on these people's, like, picture about, like, their grandma dying or something terrible. So it's just, it's so impersonal, and people can tell. People just freaking know, okay? And I think a really good way to, this has nothing to do with having a baby, I guess, but this is just a really good tip for you guys. I teach this in my course, like, how to authentically grow your Instagram is to interact with people and to find where your customer is and interact with them. Like, go to their page, like their pictures, comment, like, write stuff. But you can't comment, like, spammy things where they're going to be, like, or, like, copy and paste the same thing. Like, hey, check out my page. I'm totally selling these products. Like, people know. Like, just write something, like, genuine to the post. Like, oh, I really love these pants. Where'd you get them? Or just, like, hearts or something. Because if you just write the same thing, it's like, so it's like copying pasting your resume and writing the same freaking thing to everyone, you know? It's like they can tell that you just copy and pasted. Oh, I'm so out of breath. I just got home. Thank you for being here with me on this car journey. Maybe this I will just car podcast now. I don't get out of the house much because he didn't have his shots and I couldn't really leave the house. But he's getting the rest of his shots on Thursday, and then I can go out and be another person. That's another thing. I'm just stuck in the house. Stuck in the house, stuck in the house. So it can get you down a little bit. Just like starting a business. See, we brought it back around, guys. Thanks for listening to me. Tune in. I would say next week, but I don't know when these are going to go out. Maybe they'll be 2 in 1 week. Maybe they'll be 1 in 3 weeks. No, I'm going to definitely podcast. I like it. Let me know if you guys like it. I really like coming here and taking my stage on the podcast world. So if you guys don't know about taking your stage, go to my Instagram, read through my captions. I usually give like a nice little blurb about it. I'll do a podcast on it, and you can learn about it in my course when it goes out for enrollment. I will keep you guys updated on that. It's going to be all about starting a business, like, from scratch. Branding, setting, like, your freaking goals and figuring out what you want, and then manifesting. And I teach you all about manifestation and, like, fighting your fears. Listen to my podcast right before this. We talk about, like, feeling like an imposter and fighting your fears and, like, getting totally aligned, like, how to actually manifest stuff that you want, not just asking for it, like, all the pieces that you need. That is the whole first week of my course, not the podcast, like, talking about that and then going really into depth into it and figuring out what you want.
And then the next week we talk about like finding your brand and mood boards and finding your colors and your fonts and your target customer. And then we talk about how to target them and how to grow your Instagram followers, like authentic followers that are actually going to buy your stuff, not just filling them with stupid shit, and like how to grow up without using bots and stuff like that. And then I give you guys like PDFs on how to do everything and how to make a website and logo template and all this stuff, so you literally finish with everything you need to make a business, and you're going to be able to get it for literally a fraction of the cost it would take you, like cost you, to buy a logo. And how do I know that? Because I make freaking logos for people and websites and stuff like that. And like, if you make a website, if you like get a website, it's going to cost you like freaking $3,000, like a good one. Like maybe you can get it done for $1,000, or maybe you can get a shitty one for $500. But if you get this course, like you're literally going to get a website, a logo, a brand strategy, brand colors, like the figuring out how to manifest everything, like learning who your target customer is. You're going to get to talk to me. Like people are going to get access to talk to me 24/7 on a messaging app, answering all your questions. Like if you can't figure out something out in the course, if you're having trouble, if you're feeling like self-doubt, you're going to get all of that. And it's just going to be so amazing. I'm so excited. I've worked so hard for this, like literally poured everything I know into it. So it's going to be enrolling soon. I don't know how soon, because I just keep adding stuff into this course. I'm like, oh my God, but they need to know this, they need to know this. And ideally, I probably should just finish this course and then make another one about a separate topic. But I want this one to be like a one and done deal. Like I want you to be able to buy this course and you don't need anything else ever. You don't need to hire a designer. You don't need to get another course. You don't need this. You don't need that. Like you can just literally go back through this page by page anytime you're struggling and have the answers and have like the foundation to build this amazing business. Because some people just know they want a business and, like, don't even know where to start. And this is where you freaking start, okay? And I'm just so excited. I really want to help people. I want people to be able to work from home and stay home with their kids or just feel fulfilled. Like if you're just sitting at home every day, because that was me, like bored AF. And like I just needed something to do with my life. Or I was working and I was working a full-time job and I knew that I wanted to be home and I wanted to be freelancing. And then I realized I wanted to do this and I want to help people because I have so much to say and like so much to teach. And I've helped so many people launch these amazing businesses and like they're pulling in so much money now and they're able to live the lives that they want. And it's just like they'll call me and be like, oh, Dana, now I'm hiring people. Like, how do I do this? How do I do this? And I'm like, I have this great value to offer people. And I'm going to package it up and turn it into this amazing course. And that's what you guys need to realize. You have value somewhere in yourself. And you need to figure out what that is. And then really figure out how to sell it. And you're not selling it really when you know that it's going to help people so much. Like you just want to help them. And it's not coming from this place of sales. It's coming from this place of like genuinely wanting to like give this out to people. And then that's when you're just pulling money in because it's so genuine and so authentic. And then the universe is just rewarding you for it. So until I come on here again, loves, I will see you soon. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Have an amazing, beautiful day. If you loved today's episode, like really freaking loved it, go ahead and click the subscribe button. Click it right now. I'm watching you. And you will get a notification every time a new episode drops so you never miss out on the latest ways to grow and make money in your business. So come along, join the TDQ gang, follow me on Instagram at The Design Queen, and leave an awesome review on this podcast so I can go ahead and keep making amazing episodes for you guys, giving you the latest secrets on branding and business. Mwah.